Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer, producer of this program, and I'll be your host. Last month, The Trapdoor hosted a two-year anniversary storytelling showcase at Bird and Cleaver. We are about to hear from the first of the storytellers from that night, but before we begin, special thanks to Ben Larson, Courtney Heiser, John Cheesebrew, and Becca Bell from The Trapdoor for hosting this event and helping to facilitate our broadcasting of the stories now. John Cheesebrew will introduce the first storyteller in a moment. Please enjoy the show.
Our first storyteller told her first story with us back at our Mother's Day show, and she added a little bit of levity to what was an extremely heavy show that we didn't really anticipate. Apparently, people have a lot of issues with their parents. And we thought we'll call out stories, you know, pitches for stories, for moms and dads, and like it'll be fun, and people have like fun little anecdotes. But no, that was not the case. That is not how that happened at all. Adrian told the story and kind of saved the day a little bit. So please welcome to the microphone, Adrian Grimm.
I usually tell most of my stories in front of students, middle school students who are adolescents, 12 and 13 years old, and so they're usually pretty awkward. Not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, we have the spelling bee coming up, and so I was handing out spelling lists to students so that they could practice for a school-wide spelling bee, and then hopefully, you know, go on. And I'm handing out lists, and on the list, the kids are looking at them, and a kid yelled out, "Fiddle faddle? What's fiddle faddle mean?" And I said, "Well, you just have to know how to spell it. You don't have to know." And so words are fun, and so my story is about how words can be fun and also how being a kid can be awkward. So when I was growing up, I lived out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of the country, and I went to a high school that was several minutes away, also in the middle of the country. And as a 16-year-old kid driving my car back and forth to school, you would see signs. If you've ever been out in the country and lived out there, you know that there are signs like free kittens and free eggs and free puppies and free straw. And I tend to be a little bit of a hoarder and like animals. So as a 16-year-old driving back and forth to school in high school, I would see these signs like free puppies. And I had just brought home a box of like little black kittens covered in fleas. And my mom was like, "Really, again?" So I bring these kittens home, and that's just kind of how life goes. You pick up things on the side of the road and you bring it home. So I'm driving down the road and I'm on the way to school, and I see this sign and it says free. I don't know what the word is. I'm looking at the sign, it's free something. And in my teenage head, I'm like, free, and I'm trying to figure out what syllable the emphasis goes on. Like, what is this word? I've never seen this. And in my mind, I'm picturing like this lop-eared bunny. It's some sort of alpaca. There's this great thing that's free. And because I hoard things and animals, I think, well, I have to do some research before I pick it up on the way home, or my mom is going to just lose her mind, because I've already got the two-year-old in the back seat, and that's another story. But so I drive to school, and I think to myself, all right, if I go pick this up on the way home, I'm going to have to go down to the library and get out an encyclopedia, and I'm going to have to look up this animal to figure out what it is, what kind of like bedding it needs, what it eats. Do I need a special pen to keep it in? What home does it live in? And so I go to school, and I'm thinking the whole time, like, I'm going to bring home this animal on the way home. And before I can get to the library to look up in the encyclopedia what this free is, I go to horticultural science class, landscaping. And usually in landscaping class, we play euchre. But today, the teacher wanted us to actually read a section of our text. And we were talking about gardening, which I was really excited about. We're talking about gardening, and he says, read this part, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards. Okay, I'm going to read. So I'm reading it, and it says, the best way to fertilize your garden, and I come across this animal. The best way to fertilize your garden is to use these rotted animals on your garden. And I think, I'm calling PETA right now, like, I'm not okay with this. We don't take baby bunnies and llamas and alpacas and put them on our garden. And I get done reading, and the teacher says, okay, now, class, what is the best way to fertilize your garden? And everyone's hand goes up, and my hand goes up, because I'm, like, infuriated. This cannot happen. And he calls on someone else, and she says, manure. And I said, oh, ish. As someone who lives in the country, I know what manure is, but how many of us have actually seen it in writing? So when I saw the sign that said free manure, in my mind it was free manure. You know, so that's what I had pictured in my mind. And I sat kind of quietly after that, like, oh, okay, I get it. So after that, I went to Spanish class, and my mom was my Spanish teacher, and I went to her, and I said, oh, my God, Mom, this is what just happened. Like, I was going to pick this up on the way home, and then I read about it, and I wasn't going to tell you. I was just going to get it, and I read about it, and she looked at me and said, you're an idiot. And I said, don't tell anybody. But she had three more Spanish classes that day, so she told everyone in her Spanish classes. And the next day I came to school, and all over the school were posters with pictures of rabbits with X's on their eyes, and they all said, free manure. Words are fun.
There's more stories to come after a short break. Thank you for listening to WBOI Presents.